أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Still with regard to the same ayat where in which Allah Ta'ala says that Allah had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in various matters, and he passed in all those matters in 100% successful rate. So with regard to that, we explained various tafsirs, explanations from the hadith that were given. A further explanation by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this refers to 30 ayats of the Quran Sharif, 10 ayats in Surah Bara'at, which inshallah we will discuss just now, then 10 surahs in Suratul Ahzab, 10 ayats in Suratul Ahzab, and 10 ayats in Suratul Mu'mineen. The Suratul Ahzab, Bara'at, the 10 ayats are At-Ta'ibun, Al-Abidun, Al-Hamidun. 10 qualities are explained there of the qualities of the believers. And those are the ones in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which have been brought to us so that we also pass in these ayats. The first quality of the first 10 is tawbah, that a person makes tawbah regularly. And that is a very important aspect of our lives, to understand that we are sinful. We are all sinful. As we have made our Fajr namaz, we fulfilled the command of Allah Ta'ala, but we all know that we did not fulfill it properly. Our thoughts were straying, were gone, were going from where to where, etc. So in all our matters, even of our ibadat, we have to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and we are in fact involved in so many open sins of backbiting, of thinking bad of people, so many other sins we are involved. So tawbah is a great quality which we should have. The second is ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. At-ta'ibun al-abidun. So we should also be making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala properly. And especially during these very, very special days, the greatest days of the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. These are the greatest days of the year, and we should be increasing our ibadat. But perhaps there are some of us who perhaps don't even know that it is these honorable days. Like many people don't know when is the month of Ramadan. Like that we don't know that we are passing through these precious days. And so whatever ibadat we can make, we should be making. The third is hamd wa sana, to be praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And these are also the days when we read subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So the praises of Allah ta'ala should be part and parcel of our lives, not only in these days, but all the time. And all Allah's ni'mat that we are enjoying. We woke up safely, we managed to come to the masjid is open, we can make the ibadat of Allah, we have got our health, we have got things are in order. So how lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala we have to make. The fourth is siyahat, that is to travel. And siyahat, as it comes in the hadith, siyahat ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah, to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, to uplift the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That should be also our quality. Even if we, for example, on each day we go and visit family together with Sila Rahmi, keeping family ties, make niyat that we will speak about deen. We will inform people and encourage them about deen wherever we go. And we should even make more effort that we go out in jamaat exclusively for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do, we should be doing it for Allah's pleasure. The fifth is to make ruku'. That is also a great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given this ummah. And the sixth is sajda, our namaz of ruku and sajda. This is exclusive Allah gave to this ummah, and it is a great ni'mat, and we should make our ruku also properly. Try and go down, our backs must be level. Not just a slight ruku, just like a fowl pecking in the ground. It should not be like that. But we should make our ruku properly, our sajda properly. Not just we put our head down, lift it, hardly lifted it, and we go in the second sajda. No, we should sit up properly. And we should appreciate this is a great, great ni'mat that we can bow down to Allah. Ruku, sajda, and bow down in front of Allah Ta'ala. This is great, great. Many non-Muslims, when they saw this ibadat of the Muslims, they were very impressed that what a beautiful form of ibadat you have got. Unfortunately, we just take it for granted. One sajda for Allah is such a great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. One ruku we make, so that is the fifth and the sixth qualities and the test which Allah had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam through. The seventh and the eighth is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. And unfortunately, we are extremely weak in this. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, we saw his own parents, his own family, his own country people. In the parliament, he remained firm and strong. He was not afraid of the whole parliament. He gave them the da'wah and he invited them to righteousness and forbade them from all idol worship and all the evil. Even though all the consequences that they threw him in the fire, they exiled him and made him leave the place, etc. But he was prepared for all that. Today we are afraid to tell even our children anything. We haven't got the guts to even tell our children. So that those two qualities are also very important. Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. The ninth one is the muhafazat of the hudud. Wal hafidhuna li hududillah. To look after the Islamic boundaries, to protect ourselves, to protect all Muslim things. And yeah, particularly also the reality of it is to keep to the limits of Allah Ta'ala in everything. Whatever we do, we should maintain it and keep it within its limits. We must not cross the lines. And whatever we do, that for example, we make love to the wife, it's fine, it's an ibadat. But don't cross the line and we please her even in things which are haram, which displease Allah. We should not cross that line. We love our children and we do a lot for them. But we should not cross the line, keep the limit. Don't make them happy in things in which Allah becomes unhappy. In things which are haram, don't make them happy in those things. So in all matters, we should keep to the boundaries and we should keep to the limits. Everything, ibadat also we make, which is very essential and greatly meritorious, but keep it also in the limit. Don't destroy the rights of the family in the procedure. And don't destroy our own rights also in the procedure. So all we should keep to the limits. And the final one is the greatest one, and that is of Iman. Especially in these days when our Iman is being tested heavily from all sides, we should be very concerned about our Iman. Our own Iman, the Iman of our families, of our children, the whole Ummah. Today people are speaking out of turn terrible, terrible things by which we lose our Iman. Messages which go around on the phones, and we see those messages, if it is a message of kufr in the name of some deeny thing, and we just even smile of it or approve of it, and worse if we forward it to somebody, then we stand to lose our own Iman. So Iman is a thing that we will be tested with also all the time. So these 10 qualities, yeah, in Suratul Barat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with them and he passed to all of them with flying colors. Allah has mentioned it for us in the Quran that we also consider them and we also try and pass with flying colors. We want to pass all other tests while we are schooling, while we are learning, and then later in life we want to become rich, we want to become wealthy, we want to become prominent, we want status. The things that we have to strive for are these things. We must accept excel and go ahead in these qualities to bring them into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we understand this and we make effort in the lines of deen to bring these qualities within us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.